The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning! Warning!
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger! Danger!
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters
the danger zone.
Yes, it's danger zone time here on Money Life. This is where we get to have a little fun chatting with David Trainer. He's the president of New Constructs, which evaluates securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. Now, things that are attractive in the world of New Constructs, typically they may not be attractive at the rest of the world because New Constructs digs in at the footnotes level and then works its way up to the balance sheet. It's often finding stocks that the market perhaps doesn't love so much and thinking that those are going to be attractive. And the flip side works on the danger side because oftentimes, when they're digging into those numbers, they find that earnings are misleading and that other things are leading investors astray. That makes a security dangerous. If you want to know how it works, if you want to get their most attractive and most dangerous lists and more, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at newconstructs. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Financial services portfolio in the Saratoga Advantage Trust Mutual Fund family.
So it's Saratoga Financial Services, and there's a couple of different ticker symbols based on which class of shares. But it's a mutual fund. SFPAX will get you to the A shares. So what's the problem here? Is the problem here the specific fund, or is the problem here financial services?
In this situation, it's the specific fund. So we just recently did our sector ratings, and energy was last. Financial services was not last. But the real issue here, when we're combing through 7,000-plus funds, what I like to point out is, like, you know, the crazy stuff. And when we look at the Saratoga financial services portfolio, especially with the A shares, what we see is the total annual cost of being in this fund, you know, over a three-year holding period, is 7.3% annualized, which means they'd have to outperform the benchmark by 710 basis points annually over 3 years, or 550 basis points annually over 10 years in order for it to be a good investment.
Wow.
And the other thing is that when we make this assessment, you could say, well, you know, if they have awesome management, they're picking good stocks. No, they're pretty much picking a portfolio, when it comes to risk reward, that looks almost exactly like the State Street Spider Financial Services Select Fund, XLF, which is the benchmark. So in terms of allocation within the portfolio, it's roughly the same in terms of very dangerous and very attractive stocks and the mix in between. But the cost is absolutely staggeringly different. And that's the A shares is 7.3% annualized. The I shares is still pretty bad, 4.5% annualized over 3 years. But I think it's important to point out that, you know, investors, when you're looking at these different classes of funds or different shares, you know, just make sure you're not getting the one that rips you off so bad.
And I always have to ask when we pick on mutual funds, and especially funds that are into the sector, since I've just asked you about the sector, frequently you'll pick on a fund and you'll say, well, this fund is the worst, but the whole sector, I wouldn't much love it. Is that where we're at with financial services right now? Or if somebody out there says, okay, well, I'm in this fund and okay, I want to do better, are they going to be able to find something in the space that works?
Yes. So financial services funds rank 6 out of the 10 sectors. And there are some decent funds in the financial services sector that if that's what you want to be in, you can find some decent stuff. I mean, we've got things that get a very attractive rate. Well, let's see. Let me check for mutual funds only. And I'm just using our dynamic filter on the screen right now. Yeah, I mean, we've got mutual funds, the Davis Series, Davis Financial Fund, total annual cost, 84 basis points, 0.84. Very attractive rating. Not bad, right?
Yeah.
The initial minimum is five million. So that doesn't always help people. But on the iShares, you got total annual cost of 2.84. The lower initial minimum there is just 1,000. The C shares on that fund, total annual cost of just 2%, and that's $1,000 initial minimum.
We are talking about a very small fund, a couple of million dollars. Yet it has been around. I mean, you could say, well, gee, do you need to pick on a fund that's this small? The answer is this fund has been around for a long time. This is not like, oh, we have a tiny fund, et cetera. This is a fund that has been around. It's got a long track record. It's got over a 10-year track record. Its current manager has been in place for about a decade. So while somebody might look at it and go, okay, you went small on this, you went to a fund that, you know, not very many people are going to own, the truth is this has been killing its investors slowly for a long time, hasn't it?
Yeah, and you know, a lot of times we're looking at these reports and we're going through our screener and we'll throw out one because it's just too small and nobody's going to care. And in this situation, I'm glad you bring that up because we do try to look at that because if it's so small, nobody cares. But what I wanted to bring up is just the nature of the investing business, kind of coming back to the whole theme that you put together for the show, Chuck, which is there's stuff that's more dangerous than you think out there. And this is an example. Unfortunately, they're not collected a lot of assets. But there is stuff out there that if I told you about without the empirical evidence behind it, it'd be hard to believe. Like 7.27% in annualized costs. You know, I mean, it's ridiculous. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And it's just to let people know, like, you know, just don't assume, don't ever assume. And look, I've been doing this work for 15 years, and we've looked at probably 100,000 filings over that time. And if there's one rule that we go by at New Constructs, it's never assume that you can expect companies to maintain a certain level of integrity or discipline in their reporting so that they wouldn't do blank. Because what we have found is that every time we make that assumption, our system breaks because companies do something we would never imagine they do. And investing, just watch it because people are doing stuff that you wouldn't believe it. Don't trust it. Always get the numbers.
And in this case, the numbers just don't work for Saratoga Financial Services Fund. Again, the A shares, SFPAX, the C shares, SFPCX. That is the fund in the danger zone this week. David Trainer, thanks so much for joining me on Money Life.
Great to be with you, Chuck, as always.
If you want more information on New Constructs, on the danger zone itself and what they've picked in the past and how they've done, if you want to learn more about the most attractive and most dangerous stocks lists, go to newconstructs.com. Don't forget to follow them on Twitter at New Constructs. All right, we're heading for home on the Monday, October 19th edition of Money Life. Up next, the Money Life Market Call. Elliot Gyu from the Energy and Income Advisor will be in the house when Money Life rolls on after this message.